Welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, supported by the TT Club, the leading provider of insurance and risk management services to the transport and logistics industry. Visit us at ttclub.com.
Hi there, and welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News for the week starting Monday the 12th of November 2007. I'm Simon Robinson.
And I'm Nick Savides.
Hi there, Nick. So what's happening this week?
Got an update on the Golden Nori, the ship hijacked off the coast of Somalia, and some movement on the Atlantic trades.
Oh, really? What's happening in the Atlantic, first of all?
Atlantic is coming up to the end of the year in the States, so this is affecting the trade.
Yep.
Effectively, what I'm told is that one of the tax laws in the States means that the US traders will be taxed on inventory that they have left by the end of the year.
Right.
And so they try to get rid of it.
Okay, well, that's got to be good news for shippers then, hasn't it?
Exactly. It's good news for people who own ships. They're all trying to load it on their ships and get it out of the country, and that's affecting the eastbound Atlantic trade. There also seems to be some movement westbound.
Oh, really?
And the CPP market has moved up. We've seen the world scale rate go above 200
for
the first time in a while. It's up to 220.
Right, okay.
Which is still not major, but it's going in the right direction now.
Nobody's
going
to be cartwheeling down the docks with joy at that kind of level, but it's definitely better than it was.
Absolutely, yeah, it's getting there. A few better indicators, if you like. Unfortunately, that's about where it is.
There's no indication if that's feeding through into contract negotiations at all, is there?
None at all.
No.
No. It seems that that's an annual event, the inventory business, and that really isn't affecting the contract negotiations as I understand it at the moment.
Right. But that's one you'll watch.
It could change, yes.
Sure. And the rest of the world, is that all still pretty flat apart from Asia?
Asia's booming, as we said before, but the Mediterranean is flat. The European to Asia trades are flat. Brokers there are just pulling their hair out. This is all spot, of course. There is contract cargo moving in all these places.
And how much of the business is contract?
I was told a few months ago that around about 40% of all cargoes are spot, but that's certainly not the case in somewhere like the North Sea.
No.
Where, as we said last week, about 90-95% of the cargoes now move under contract.
Sure.
That's true for some other parts of the trade, you know, the Mediterranean and the Black Sea, for example. But I'm told by a broker last week that two ships that were heading east to Asia from Europe were heading east with just their contract cargoes on board, so there was a lot of open space.
Okay.
So I think that is a problem.
So that's like a lot of ballast, effectively.
Effectively, yeah.
Sure. So they might just cover the costs, maybe.
Yeah.
And not enough. No huge amount of profit there.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's happening with our pirates?
According to a guy called Andrew M. Wangura, who is the executive director of the Seafarers Assistance Program in Kenya.
Right.
They look after the welfare of ship's crew.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you.
The negotiations with the pirates are ongoing. They have actually given a ransom note to the Japanese government.
Right, okay.
There have been these kind of triangular talks in Malaysia and Singapore.
So who's the third party?
The third party, the ship owners.
So it's the Japanese government, the ship owners, and some kind of pirates representative.
Exactly, yeah. And according to Andrew and Wangura, the talks are about who, how, and when the money will be handed over, who will hand it over, when, where.
And if it will happen, fundamentally,
exactly.
Sure.
I have heard in the past, and there are reports of a Taiwanese fishing vessel that was hijacked earlier this year.
It's a long way to be from Taiwan to go fishing, isn't it?
Yeah, well, you get these kind of large ships these days. Factory ships. They had a crew of 15. It wasn't like a trawler that we see in the North Sea, I don't
know. Not the Grimsby Harbour, no. Okay.
But the ship was hijacked and it had 15 crew members on board. And obviously the ransom negotiations hadn't gone that well. Unfortunately, it ended badly for one of the crewmen because the pirates started killing off the crew in June.
Dear.
And they got the crew to phone to let people know that this was happening. So it is a very serious business. If people think there's any kind of romance in this, then I think they need to be.
That's sadly mistaken. I mean, this is money with menaces. This is violence.
It is violence. Yes, yes. It's very unpleasant. I mean, they're in a tricky situation, and I expect the ransom will be paid. Although nobody will want to talk about it.
No.
And hopefully those guys will get out of there alive.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much for that, Nick.
No problem.
You've been listening to ISIS Chemical Shipping News, sponsored by the TT Club. Innovating in insurance and risk management since 1968. Visit us at ttclub.com.
The contents of this recording are copyright, read business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.